Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. And you will see where we can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight it's my pleasure to welcome a new angel reader, Jura Farkas. Jura has been playing with angels since childhood, starting with her fairy godmother at age 4. The angels have always been by her side, so she taught herself to communicate with them over 20 years ago, receiving beautiful messages and hearing their melodic names. She has since become an angel therapy practitioner certified by Doreen Virtue and Medium. To further her healing skills, she received training and certification as a Theta Healing Practitioner, a Yuzhui Reiki Master, a Dolphin Trilogy Reiki Healer, and a Certified Animal Communicator. And by the way, she will be back on our show, I believe it's September 27th, as a pet psychic, because she does communicate with animals. Continuing on, with over 20 years' expertise in angel communication, angel therapy, Reiki healing energy, Theta healing, mediumship, animal communication, and spiritual teaching, Jura is a fun, loving, entertaining, and compassionate reader who loves sharing her knowledge and helping clients answer their most pressing questions. With the help of the angels, spirit guides, and loved ones on the other side, she is known by clients as caring and calm, with the ability to easily connect and deliver her messages that are insightful and accurate. And so I'd like to welcome Jura. Jura, barely had a chance to ask how you're doing. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm excited to be here, David. And since it's the first day of Mercury retrograde, so if there are communication glitches or technical glitches, I won't be surprised.
All right. Well, I know Mercury retrograde can be a little bit of a devil, so to speak, and we went through a lot of that around this time last year or sometime last summer, I remember. There were glitches, and so far so good, because the studio's working. My intro actually played, which has not been playing lately. And we have about 5 people on the line so far. So before we begin, let's just talk a little bit about your experience. Now, you started playing with angels around the age of 4. Is that correct?
That's right. I had an imaginary friend, I called her, and she used to tell me stories, and so I would make up stories and tell them to my mom while I helped her do the dishes. And I just felt like this imaginary friend was with me all the time and didn't realize until years later who it really was. And I always felt, even this is kind of funny, I went to Catholic school, but I totally got into the saints, right? When we were studying the saints and angels, I was in third grade. And I was convinced that I was going to be a saint. I was just so into it. And I really had a thing for Mary Magdalene. So I took her name for my confirmation name when I was 11. And so I've always had this connection. And so it was when I was in my 30s that I was really having a hard time myself, David. I was just chronically depressed and unhappy. And I knew I needed to do something to help myself, to change my life. And so I was at a bookstore, and this book just it was one of those things where a book just falls off the shelf and gets your attention, and it was called Ask Your Angels. And so I bought it because it teaches you in the book how to communicate with your angels. And this was way before there were MP3s or the internet or even guided meditations or anything on CD. So I had to read the book, and I made my own guided meditations with a cassette tape player and taught myself how to do it, you know, by doing these guided meditations. And what was taught in that book was that you get in the zone with by your meditation. You just calm your mind. Have an empty page or journal in front of you with a pen, and you ask a question, and you just sit quietly and wait for the answer. And after I did this for about 3 days in a row, I started getting answers, and I started writing, and I got the name of my angel, because they encourage you to ask my angel's name. And so after that, I just kept doing it every day. And now I have, I'd say, 5 or 6 or just a big stack of spiral notebooks filled with messages from my angel and angels. And so that was a huge comfort to me. And so I've pretty much learned how to heal myself and help other people by talking to the angels and asking the angels to help other people be healed.
So well, let me ask you. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt. Finish your thought, please.
It's just been a huge comfort to me to have angels in my life, because I know that we all have hard things that we go through in our lives, and just knowing that there's a support system around you like that, you know, that's unseen, but they're doing things for you in the background, it's just a huge comfort.
Well, I read a book very similar to that years ago, and I had an immediate response when I tried an exercise to call upon an angel who I recognized was my grandmother, you know, and I called upon the Archangel Michael, and I was asking for an adventure, and I was thinking of love, and not 10 minutes later, my future husband was introduced to me, and we've been together ever since.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is an adventure.
It was a real adventure and an affirmation, and I'll tell you, people who know us know that we've been on a bit of a roller coaster ride, but it's all been good. You know, I don't believe that anything is bad. Because it all comes in the forms of lessons to be learned. And I'm chuckling a little bit at myself, because I've been through some drama in my life, and I, too, have experienced profound depressions in my life, 15 years of them, and I've been out of them now for a long, long while. And, you know, today when people ask me how I'm doing, even if something might be eating at me at some level, as to say if I have a physical complaint, which I do today, I say excellent, because my spirit is always just in a wonderful state. As the French say, formidable. It is better than excellent. The sky's not the limit. The universes aren't the limit. It keeps getting better and better.
That's great. Isn't it nice to know that you have a spirit like Archangel Michael, who's got your back, and you know, he's probably guided you through all of those dramas and ups and downs in your relationship and in your life, and you know, he's there looking out for you, protecting you, and I have him too. I know he's got my back, and it's a huge comfort to know that. And it gets he's the angel of courage, he's the warrior and protector angel, and it gives me courage just to know he's there with me many, many times.
Yes, and I was told by an angel reader that I would see the number 44 over and over. I see it many times each day, and I checked out what that means, and it says the angels are with you. And so that's just fun. It's a nice affirmation. But what I wanted to ask...
Yeah, great.
I wanted to ask you before we get started, and callers, please be patient. Thank you for your patience. I see you there, and every single one of you that have called in are going to get a chance to speak with Jira, at least those of you that have called in so far, of which there are six. And I only know one of them by name because I checked into the studio late and unfortunately didn't have a chance to chit-chat and get names. So when I come to the callers, I'm going to identify you by area code, and none of your area codes are the same thus far. So if I get a repeat area code, then I'll also call off the first three digits of your regular phone number. But the question I wanted to ask you is, how do you... We all have guardian angels, yes?
Yes.
And how do we find that out? We ask them their identity, and can they be our loved ones, a loved one that's passed over?
We can ask them for their names and ask their identity. And when I do a reading for someone, I can usually see or sense how many angels are standing behind them, because we usually all have a team that's with us of like 3 to 5 angels on our team. And there's usually one that's a guardian angel, possibly two, and then maybe 2 or 3 other angels that are there to help you with whatever's going on in your life at that time. Usually a guardian angel or an angel is not a loved one who's passed over. That would be a spirit guide. So
okay.
you have spirit guides on your team too. So usually you've got this entourage following you around that helps you, and they're always nudging you and whispering in your ear, and they're the ones that are telling you to look at the clock when it's 4:44, David.
Oh, I know, and I just glance at it, and what's amazing is that I get these psychic chills up and down my spine and like a little halo dancing around my head and embracing my head in a gentle way. And that's how I know the angels are with me, or that my loved ones are with me. And I call on them by name, and I get the chill, and it's just a beautiful affirmation. I don't know how it works for you.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. I mean, when I first started out, you know, talking to them, I always was feeling little tingles on my arm, or like somebody was brushing up against my arm, and I would, you know, brush my arm because it tingled, and I'd be like, there's something on my arm, and there was nothing there. And so after a while, I realized, oh, it's my angels. It's kind of like their wings are touching you. And then, isn't that cute? And then I started to giggle and say, hi, you guys. Thanks for letting me know that you're here. So I talk to them when they do that stuff, because now I know it's them. And I want to tell you something really cool that happened to me last week.
Sure.
You know, have you heard of orbs, you know, orbs of light, the little round balls of light that fly around? Okay.
Yeah.
Because people can now take pictures of orbs with the phone on your camera, and you can also videotape them. They're showing up, and you just turn on your
flash. I've seen them in pictures before. And what does that mean?
Well, those are angels. Those are your angels and spirit guides and fairies flying around in your room. So if you see a lot of them, you got a lot of traffic in your house.
And so, I haven't actually seen the lights, but I have seen them in pictures before, and I've always wondered what those were.
Well, I want to tell you, this is the coolest experiment to try. When you lay down in bed at night and turn off all the lights, and you're going to bed, turn on your phone, turn on your camera, turn on the video camera and the flash, and just film your bedroom.
Uh-huh.
Because I did it last week in the dark, right? Just going to bed. There must have been 50 or 60 orbs flying around, just zooming across.
Well, I would think, and you verify this, I would think the more that you communicate with them, the more you would attract them.
I suppose. Well, I was just shocked. There were so many in my room at one time because usually, you know, I'll feel like 5 or 6 around me, or, you know, I see the little sparkly lights out of the corner of my eye. A lot of the times right now it's blue, which I assume is Michael. But I don't see like a crowd, you know. My basis for comparison is that I teach a class here in Orange County called Intro to Angelic Healing Energy. And so we talk about healing with the archangels and the angels in the class. And twice now after the class, I've said to the students, let's turn off the lights and turn on our video cameras and film and see if we can get some orbs in here. And so twice now, we've gotten quite a few. But I'd say even with 5 or 6 people in the room, I've only seen maybe 20 or 30 orbs. So, and I thought that was a lot, you know, it was probably everybody's angel that was in the class, right? So that's why it was surprising to me to see like 50 or 60 in my bedroom when it was just me. I just think it was that night, it was like a high traffic area.
Oh, that's cool. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Well,
yeah.
Tell you what, it's been fun to chat with you, but let's go to the lines. The only caller that I know is Barbie, and she's hoping that you may be able to get in touch with a loved one from the other side. And so let me call her on the air. And there she is. Barbie, say hello to Jira.
Hi, Jira. How are you today?
Hi, Barbie. I'm doing so well. Thank you. And who is it you'd like to speak to today?
Well, actually, I'm just kind of curious as to whether there are any of my loved ones around me at all, like possibly my dad or my mom or possibly maybe my brother.
Okay, let me tune in and I'll take a look for you.
Okay, that'd be great.
Wow. I see your dad and your brother.
My dad and my brother?
They're right behind you. Let's see.
Awesome.
Okay. Now, your mom's off to the side a little bit. She's a little bit further away, so she's not right behind you. But, you know, because you were hoping to talk to them today, of course they came in. They showed up. So,
wow.
I'm going to ask if they have any messages for you. Oh, this is sweet. Your brother says, hey, sis.
Oh, wow. Tell him I said hey back.
Oh, he knows. He shows me that he's kind of, it's a brotherly thing to do. He's kind of poking you on the upper arm like you'd be punching you and saying, hey, sis, kind of a thing.
Oh, wow.
Did he ever do that when he was here?
Yeah, we kind of had a sibling rivalry type thing where he'd be like the little brother to my big sister type thing, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I get the sense that he gave you a hard time.
That was him.
let's see. And then your dad's kind of watching over him because it feels like he passed kind of young or younger than it feels like he should have when he passed.
My brother?
Yes.
Yes, my brother passed when he was 50.
Young. It feels like that was way too young, right? But the cool thing is that your dad's there watching out for him. And,
well, that's really comforting to know.
Well, yeah, your dad's saying I'm kind of showing him the ropes.
Well, I'm glad that they're up there together.
Yeah. Let's see, and your mom... was your mom a good cook?
She was a good cook. Yeah, in fact, my brother was a good cook because he learned a lot of things from my mother.
All right, well, this is funny, but she just showed me carrots, and it's like she's asking, are you eating your vegetables?
My mother wants to know that?
Yes.
That's awesome because... We just had some Vietnamese food. So yes, I am eating my vegetables. You can tell her that.
Barbie's a friend of mine.
Yes, David and I are great friends.
Oh, okay. So did your mom, was that something that was a concern for her, was making sure that you ate healthy or always ate your vegetables?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Now, does my dad have any messages for me?
I'm waiting to see what he says.
Yes, it was.
What? Can you tell me his name?
It was Benny.
Benny. Oh, that's nice. Oh, now I can feel his essence much better. Thank you. He was very, very loving. He has a huge heart. Very loving, generous, open-hearted man. I just see him with his arm around your brother. That's why he's saying he's showing him around, showing him the ropes.
Wow.
He feels very jovial. Like he says, we're having a great time here. So it's not like he's being all serious or anything. He's enjoying himself where he's at. And
I do have one little question. I would have to just kind of end it. He was sort of upset, I thought, maybe right before he passed, and I wanted to make sure that everything was okay between the two of us right before he passed away. Was he okay? Were things between us okay? Was he okay with me? Was he proud of me when he passed away?
Oh, he says, yes, I am, and don't you forget it. That when he passed, he was crabby because he was in a lot of pain. Isn't that true?
Unbeknownst to us, yes.
Yeah, yeah. It made him crabby. And so you thinking that things weren't good between you was just him being crabby.
Okay, because I had some things that between us weren't good at the time, but I just wanted to make sure that he wasn't upset with me or that he, you know, that he forgave me for what had happened.
He never held a grudge. I mean, does it feel like he was a grudge-holding kind of person? It doesn't
feel that way to me.
No, he's not. He's not holding a grudge. He never held a grudge against you. He loved you completely. And, you know, what he's trying to say is that if you felt like things weren't good between you, like maybe if you had a falling out with him.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if he wasn't mad at me, that's all. Because he didn't say hello. He didn't say goodnight to me that night, that's all.
That's all. Okay, so he's trying to tell you it's because he was crabby. He was in pain.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
That's definitely, that makes sense to me, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So he's sorry. He's sorry that he didn't get to say goodnight to you, but he just wasn't feeling good. That's all.
Oh, okay. All right, you've answered a lot of my questions, so.
Good. Well, I hope it gives you some peace, and everything's fine. I mean, you know what, here's what he's telling me right now. You know what you need to do, Barbie? You need
what?
To forgive yourself. Just forgive yourself.
Yes. I can do that now. Now that I know that he forgives me, I can forgive myself.
Yeah. He says there's nothing to forgive. You just forgive yourself. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
And eat your carrots.
Yeah, I definitely will.
All
okay,
right.
Thank you.
I'll know what to do when you come to dinner.
Okay, thank you,
Good
Dave.
Night, honey. You take care.
Good night, and thank you again.
Okay, love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay, next we're going to travel to area code 631, but the studio is a little slow here. That was an interesting reading for me because I knew all the characters involved, and I've never been witness to somebody else's reading. Barbie, there you go. Okay, I've never been witness to a reading with somebody where I knew the people involved, and Benny was a very loving man. And so, anyhow, we go to area code 631.
Well, okay.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask David if that was because you know him, was that a fit? Did what I say fit?
Oh, yes. Oh,
good.
Yes, it was a fit. Absolutely, and I think Barbie thought so, too. So I have Eric 631 on the air now. What is your name, please?
Hey, how you doing? This is Don.
Hi, Don. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. It's funny how you were staying at the... you were talking before when somebody asks how you're doing, you say, excellent. How many times do people come back to you and say, really? Because that's exactly how I always say, excellent. And they always really, like, really? I'm glad to hear that. So many people are always taken aback whenever I say that.
I hear you. And the other thing is, if somebody says I'm doing okay, I'd say, really? Can you crank it up a notch? Can you crank it up to good or to excellent? And oftentimes they can. But, you know, it all depends on the inflection. If somebody says okay and they sound happy, I say, is that all you can do? And, you know, I think we need to tell it like it is. And if we're in a wonderful place, let's be enthusiastic and tell it like it is.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, say hi to Jira.
Hey, Jira, how are you?
Hi, Don. I'm great. I'm happy to be here.
My question is, if you – I actually have been – I asked Archangel Ariel a few weeks ago. I'm trying to move from New York to North Carolina, and but I need a job before I can move. So I Ariel for a if for some help, and all of a sudden I got a few interviews and calls. I was wondering if you see anything happening here soon.
What? Okay, give me a second to tune in. What kind of job do you want first? Tell me that.
Financial services.
Okay, hold on. Oh, fine. I do you work in a bank now?
It's actually funny. I have I had an interview last Monday with Wells Fargo, and I was called for a different position with Wells Fargo, and I have to go down to North Carolina for an interview Monday morning.
Well, it feels like a bank job to me. I mean, that's the very first thing that came up, is that you'll get a job in a bank.
Okay.
How cool is that?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
The timing is so great. Yeah, Wells Fargo, that would be amazing.
Yep. Yeah, and I mean, I just, you know, I'm really trying this month, this week coming up, I have to drive down there for it. It's much better than the one that I had the interview for last week. I mean, the salary is almost double. So, you know, that's what I'm really trying for.
Yeah. Well, do me a favor, Don, and don't try anymore. Just say you're getting it.
Okay.
I mean, picture yourself. Okay, here's what I love about this kind of stuff, about manifesting. When you get down there, you know, I don't know, maybe you can look up a picture of the office online. Because what it's fun to do is imagine yourself walking in the front door of that building, and then like you're going to work, and
right.
And or imagine yourself walking out the door with the job, already being hired.
You know what's funny
something
that
like
you say
that?
It's because I actually had an interview at Wells Fargo over the summer that didn't it didn't work out. But what was funny is that I actually saw the office in my head. Like, I pictured it all like an off-white, like an eggshell type color. And I'm thinking to myself,
mm-hmm.
like, there's no way that the office is all white like this. Sure enough, when I got there for the interview, it was all white like that. So I thought,
well, don't
I was
you think? Don't you
job.
Think? Well, don't you think you had a psychic vision then?
Yeah, I just thought it was for that one. Maybe it's for this one that's for this week.
Yeah, so just be open. You know, this is what I've had to learn, is that, you know, when I'm shown things by the angels, is just be open, because the way that we interpret stuff, you know, may be off a little bit, and things shift and change all the time. So
right.
Just keep telling yourself that you're open and flexible to whatever comes up, as long as it's for your highest good.
Right.
You know, you want the job that's for your highest good and that's the best fit for you and for the highest good of all. And then you're going to get it. So, wow, I'm excited for you, because this feels like a done deal.
Awesome.
Oh,
I
wanted to tell you.
It was good to get a little reassurance.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to tell you about, I'm getting the message to tell you about this book that I read a few years ago. Somebody gave it to me, and I got the biggest kick out of it. It's called Michael's a Jock and Asriel Loves Chocolate. And it's written by this woman who also communicates with angels. But each one of the angels took her, she said, I want to see where you guys live. And it turns out that they have these mansions. In the ethers, and so, you know, they took her on these little, like, meditation journeys to their mansions, and she describes each of them in the book. So each chapter describes a different angel's mansion. So it might be kind of fun for you to read it, because then you can imagine going there.
Right.
So that's
right.
What I do now.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
And have fun in North Carolina.
Thank you, I will.
All right.
Have hey, Don, thank you for calling in.
No problem. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. God bless.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, our next caller is going to be area code 901. Once again, the switchboard is going very slowly, and I'm still in communion with Don. Okay, here we go. Area code 901, I'm bringing you live. I'll let you know when I can hear you. Can you hear me, area code 901? Yes, there
yes,
you are.
I
what's your
you,
name?
Thank you.
Yes, what's your name, please?
My name is Anna. And hi, dear.
Anna. Hey, you've
yeah.
called
hi,
them
before. You all, time is precious, and thank you for sharing it with us.
Honey, there's plenty of time, dear, so don't worry, because we don't have as many callers as usual. So you just hang in there and enjoy your reading.
Well, I hope that my husband is looking for me like you were looking for your husband. That would be great.
I hope so, too.
Yes.
I'll leave that to Jira.
All right. Well, hi, Jira. What do you think about it?
So your question is about your romantic partner, your new
yes.
husband? All
yes.
right. So you're still waiting for him to show up?
Yes.
All right. So let me tune in and find out where he is. Is there anybody that you have already met that you thought might be kind of attractive?
Yes, I thought that way, but not anymore.
Not anymore. So something's changed. Okay, because I see somebody behind you that you've already met, so I guess that means you left him behind because you decided
yes.
he wasn't it. Okay, mm-hmm. let me look in front of you. It feels like it's going to be a while before you meet the guy. It
mm-hmm.
feels like it could be like 5 or 6 months. Is that okay with you?
That's fine with me.
All right. You just want to make sure there's somebody coming, right?
Right. Yes. I pretty much want to look at a government program that I really, really need to get confirmation on. Can you pick up anything
mm-hmm.
on that one?
Oh, boy, are they slow about answering, aren't they? Just takes
yes.
it's like stuck in molasses. It's so slow. Wow.
Wow.
Gum all stuck in. I just see these piles and piles of folders and paperwork, and your application is at the bottom. Ugh.
Oh, wow.
Can you believe it? I can't believe they don't do all this stuff on the computer yet.
I can believe it. Yeah.
I can believe it, too. I worked for the government for years.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I believe it.
It feels like it's still going to be a couple of months, like
mm-hmm.
2 or 3 months before you get even a response from them.
Okay.
And then there's going to be some glitches, of them losing your paperwork and whatnot, so you'll have to keep calling them back and bugging them. It feels like
mm-hmm.
you've already done that, but
yeah. mm-hmm.
all right. So your angels are saying, patience, dear one. It's all about divine timing. So
mm-hmm.
in the meantime, is this kind of leaving you hanging because you need what this government program has to offer for support?
Well, yes, I do, but I'm also looking for a job. But so, you know, I'm just hoping that I can find a job in the meantime.
Okay, so here's what my your angels are saying to you, that this is just kind of a test of faith, and it's to help you ramp up your courage and strength to just make it through the next few months. And
okay.
Part-time work would be okay. Can you manage part-time work?
Yes, I can. Mm-hmm.
Good. All right, because I'm hearing that you could get a part-time job, and that would be okay. It wouldn't... It feels like one of your concerns is health, and it wouldn't put a strain on your health if it was just part-time. Is that true?
That's true.
Something easy. I'm hearing like something easy, like even working at like a library or, you know, in other words, in a place that's quiet where you can sit, you can file. You don't have to be standing up on your feet all day. Does this make sense?
It makes sense. The corporate world is what I'm used to, but I was kind of rather hoping to be in maybe a medical field or something to kind of help us.
That's perfect, because I'm just seeing you like sitting in an office chair, but you're doing like filing. So it could be in a medical office where you're, you know, you work behind the front desk, helping out in the office in the back, or even in the front doing reception work. But it's what I'm hearing is that it's easy and it's not stressful, and and you would be so comforting to the other people that come in, because you would help them to feel better just by seeing your face and, you know, being in your energy, just as you sensed that you would like to help out other people. Because
right.
you do have healing, you do have some healing energy in you, and it would be lovely to share it with other people that way. That's what your angels are telling me.
Okay. I was working with them diligently today, my angels, and do they have a message about that? Because I was really into it with them today.
Oh, you were talking to them about a job or income?
Just about. I was thanking them for their help and how I expect them to continue helping me. Just the whole collective consciousness is what I was praising.
Beautiful. I see three angels around you, and they're saying, honey, you're stuck with us. we're with you. We're with you all the time. And so, wow.
That's a good thing.
I know. You have three guardian angels, Anna. I have not seen three before. I've seen two, but not three. So, that's beautiful.
Yes.
So yeah, you're stuck with them, and they are so loving and sweet. They really, really love you unconditionally, because you are such a sweetheart. And why? So I want to know why you're having so much trouble getting this government support. What's the deal? What's the dealio?
I don't know what the dealio is on that one.
All right, so they're just saying it's about learning about divine timing and patience for you. Do you, it feels like sometimes you get impatient. Is that true?
Of course, yes, of course.
Okay.
I can't deny that.
All right, so here's your little lesson on patience and divine timing. Yeah. And then the romantic partner, now they're telling me they have someone very special picked out for you. But cool. But he's not ready yet, because he's in a relationship. He's involved with someone else right now. But within the next six months, he will break up with that person, and then he'll just show up. They're saying he's just going to show up at your door and surprise you, because they like surprising you. Your angels do.
Okay.
And that's because they love to delight you and surprise you, and because they love your reaction when you're surprised and delighted. So that's how they work with you. That's
okay.
So cool.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good.
All right. Well, have fun with that and be patient.
I will. Thank you.
All
so
right,
much.
Anna. God bless you.
Okay.
I'm hoping your husband shows up soon.
All righty, love. Thanks.
All right, you take good care. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Okay, the switchboard has lit up. We've got six more callers. We're going to go on to area code 917. You are live on the air with David Clark and Jara Farkas. What is your name, please?
Oh, hello, David. This is Ellen, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Ellen. How are you tonight?
Just fine, and I know you're doing excellently.
I am, and I hope that you can crank just fine up to excellent because you sound it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And hello, Jara.
Hi, Ellen.
Well, first of all, thank you, Jara, for sharing your talents with us.
Sure.
My question concerns any guides or angels around me, whether they are and whether any of them has a message for me.
All right. Let me tune in. Have you been connecting with your angels in the past?
In the past, but recently I've had real problems focusing. So I've been praying, but I've had real problems connecting.
That was my problem for several months. And what did they tell me? Because I said, what's the dealio? I can't hear you guys right now. And they said, it's because you're doing too much of this or that. Stop doing that, and you'll be able to connect better. So let me find out if it's the same thing for you. Because it was temporary, a temporary blockage.
Well, I've had problems for the last couple of months focusing on a lot of things, and I really can't figure this one out.
Oh, okay. Do you have a daily practice of grounding yourself?
Not daily, but I do go back and do it. And on the weekends, I like to be in the park and sit on the ground to actually ground myself and touch trees. So I don't
Ooh,
do
nice.
It every day, but I try to make up for it.
Okay. All right. Well, here's what they're telling me. All right, here we go. That you're a very sensitive person like me, and your energy field kind of got clogged up with other people's stuff. And so it's really important for you to clear your energy field every day, like brushing your teeth, and then you'll be able to hear them better, because that's what they told me to do, because I was all junked up with all these other people I'd met. And so just clearing your energy and grounding every day is going to help you to tune in. I've got some really quick ways to do it. You can ask Archangel Michael to vacuum your energy field with his giant vacuum cleaner hose. And I picture that like the Dyson vacuum cleaner with the bagless system where you see the vortex of dirt spinning up through the bag. That's kind of what it looks like when Michael's got his hose on you, and he just sticks it in your crown chakra, and you can tell him you want it on medium, high, or super high speed, depending on how you feel that day. And he'll just clear it out for you. That's a fast way to do it. Another way that I use, if I've been around a lot of people in out in public, I'll just clear my energy with the violet flame. And that's Archangel Zadkiel brings that in and just transmutes everything in your field into white light. So that's another thing you can do. But they're just saying if you could start to do that daily, even if you want to in the morning and at night, you're going to sleep better if you do it at night. You won't have so many crazy dreams with other people's stuff in your field. And in the morning when you start your day, and then you'll be able to hear them more clearly. Okay, got it. And then going out in nature, like you said, once a week is beautiful. All right. Now, so here's what they're going to do. Here's some messages. I got some messages for you. One is about your health. Do you run or jog?
Yes, or it happened in a couple of months because of certain pain. So I'm listening very intently right now.
All right, that's why they're bringing it up. Okay, what do you guys want her to know? Okay, different shoes, different running shoes would help. It feels like you need more support in the arches. Does that make sense?
Maybe that's the issue. I never thought it was. I will certainly do something about it.
I know, because that can cause, pain. It causes pain in the heels if you don't have enough support in the arches. Okay, where's your pain at?
I think I got shin splints. So,
shin splints,
in the calves,
Yeah, they just want you to overall have more cushioning in your shoes. And even possibly, it feels like you run outdoors, but maybe for a while, once you get started again, you can run indoors, like in a gym that has that cushioned floor, you know, the track, or on a treadmill, just to get back into it, right?
Okay.
You need, you're so sensitive. You need cushioning. You need soft things. They're just saying, take it easy on yourself. Go gentle. Be soft, because you're becoming, the more you raise your vibration, the more sensitive you become. So we just need to take more and more gentle care of ourselves. And I'm learning the same thing.
Okay.
So there's that. And then, is there a guy in the picture?
No, I'm not involved with anybody right now. I'd like to be.
Oh, okay, good, because I was going to say, do you want to be? It feels like there's a guy that you might see when you're out jogging, and it could be outdoors on your regular route, but it could also be at a gym if you go to indoor. But it'll be somebody that you have that in common with. You'll catch his eye. How fun. And for right now, when you see him, it'll just be kind of a flirtation where you just look at him and smile or wink or whatever and, you know, just get his attention. And just play, they're saying play with that and have fun with it, because it's nice just to have the attention, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, and enjoy that. And then we'll see what happens.
Sure. Well,
yeah.
I want to say thank you so much. When you hit things about running, I figured, hey, this message is for me. You got through to my guide, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, they just show me stuff. So I throw it out there, and I go, is that a fit for you? So usually it is, you know, because I don't get this stuff for nothing.
No. Again, thank you so much, and thank you, David, for having Gira as a guest.
Oh, well, it's a gift to all of us. Thank you, Ellen, for calling in. And I hope I wasn't prodding you too much when I asked you to crank it up to excellent, because I know sometimes we're just not in that place. But it's food for thought. And for me, where it comes from is spirit, because I've learned to detach from things in this world that used to get me down. So it's just, you know, as Jira said, it's practicing that cleansing, because as a sensitive soul, you probably take on other people's energies that or things that bring you down just a little bit, and you are meant to function at optimum level.
Great. No, I wasn't offended, and I think it's an excellent idea. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless. Okay, good night. We're going to be moving on to area code 856 in just a moment. Once again, the studio is functioning slowly. I'm going to jump in for a quick moment while this is happening. I'm just curious, Jira. I have a movie screenplay that's out in limbo that won an award at the Beverly Hills International Film Festival based on a book that I've just completed, which is not quite in the hands of an agent. I'm wondering if you see any activity for me coming up this coming year with either of those projects.
Okay, let me take a look. So So there's a screenplay, and what was the other thing, the book?
The book. Yeah, the screenplay is based on the book, and the screenplay actually was completed ahead of the book.
Okay. I see them. Okay, that's how I see them as connected. The energy of them right now is connected, and what your guides are saying is they want you to separate them because the expectations that you have about both is kind of slowing down the progress of one or the other. So if you can think of, doesn't that make sense? So if you can think of them as separate projects, because the production schedule for each of them is completely separate and different, goes at different timelines. Right?
Oh, yes.
And so, okay. And so if you can put them into like two separate boxes or baskets and think of them separately when you visualize them or think of them done.
I can do that. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Do you think I should focus more energy visualization on one project rather than the other?
What they're telling me is the movie's going to go first.
Really?
So, you're going to get more action from the movie, more interest in the screenplay first, and get that rolling, okay?
Okay.
And it might be in pre-production for quite a while, but it gets started, right? Then you'll be able to focus on the book because it takes a lot of energy to focus on both of them at the same time.
I don't want to take up any more of the times, but that's very helpful to me. I appreciate it.
Sure.
I've got area code 856 live on the line. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura. Hi, Jira. Hi, David. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing pretty good. I'm
good.
Doing much better at this point.
good. Well, go ahead and ask Jira what you would like.
Hi, Jira. So, you know what? I bought that book, Angel Speak, a few years ago, maybe a couple years, and I was led to it and thought after reading it I was going to be able to hear my angels talking to me, but I haven't been. It didn't work. So,
okay.
But that's actually not my question, so I just was putting that out there.
Okay.
So my question, I got a call from a recruiter a couple nights ago for a job with a company that I have wanted to get a job with for years, and I've tried through the years. The only thing is, it would require me to move to California, and it would be a one-year project with no guarantee that after that 1 year was up, that it would go full-time permanent. They're not sure yet what's going to happen because it's a whole new endeavor that they're trying. But I'm wondering if you see me getting that job. She said she's going to talk to the hiring manager on Monday for me.
Okay. So it's a one-year contract?
Well, that's what I asked her. I said, well, it sounds like it's a one-year contract. And she said, well, no. She said, you would be a salaried employee with us with full benefits and everything. She said, we're just not sure. We're calling it a project to hire. And I said, okay, that means, yeah, that's what I thought. But I've never heard of that. And she said, but we're not sure where it's going to go after the year is up because it's something new that we're trying. So I was like, oh, gosh, you know, I would have to get rid of a lot of stuff. And really, it's like a roll of the dice for me to move across the country like that, literally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's something.
Are you on the East Coast?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it's funny that you said you couldn't hear your angels and it didn't work because they're showing up now to talk to you about this. They come through. They're going to come through anyway, even if that wasn't your question. So they're going to give me the guidance for you about this job. And of course, you know what they're saying is,
Okay. Don't you think that the reason that this job came up is because God has planned for you to make a big change in your life? And what you're doing is, you know, there's resistance to it because of all the logistics involved, getting rid of stuff, letting go, making the move, not sure about what's going to happen in a year, et cetera, et cetera. You know, where are you going to end up? All of that jazz. All right.
The cost
so,
of living out there.
Yeah. Well, crazy. I'm here. I'm paying. I can vouch for, you know, the fact that it's worth it. It's totally worth it because I made the move from Seattle a year and a half ago. So, and I didn't have a job. I didn't have a job lined up. I just packed up a Ryder truck and drove down the highway. So, because the point is here is what the angels are saying is you need to have faith, my dear, that you're being guided to this because it's time for you to make a change. And it's time for you to let go of old ways. And one of the reasons that you weren't able to hear us when you tried to communicate with us is because you were trying to operate from the old ways. And if you can let go of your old ways, which is self-doubt, mind chatter, thinking that you're not good enough to talk to the angels, all of those old ways of that we have of our ego mind of keeping us from our connection to spirit, it's time to let go. And so now they're saying if it's going to take a geographical move to get you to change and let go of your old ways, then that's what God's going to give you. So otherwise stay where you are, but make a vow to make those same changes. So what's going to be easier for you? That's what I want to know.
I would love to work for this company. If I do this and I make this move, am I going to end up working for this company after the year is up? Will I be there permanently?
Cool. And your angels want to know, why do you need a guarantee after a year is up? Can't you stay in the moment? That's something
expensive.
Else.
And I would be leaving everything and moving across the country, and I'm afraid I'm going to get stuck out there. How do I get back to the East Coast financially? It's just everything is so scary. It's scary. Because
it's
scary. I want something.
They're saying you're being given a gift. You've wanted to work for this company for a long time. You're being given a gift.
But
right?
I want it to be
and
permanent
so,
longevity.
But along with the gift, you're being tested because you need to have faith that the universe supports you. And what you're saying is, I'm afraid the universe won't support me when the year is up. I believe that they're going to support me. I believe the universe is going to support me now for the next year, but I believe when 12 months is up, they're going to pull the rug out.
I see what you mean.
That's what you're telling the universe. That's what you're telling your angels.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want to do that.
And that's, you know, and that's just your ego mind talking because it's afraid of change. And so the big step here for you to let go of old ways is to say, all right, I'm not afraid to jump off that cliff and take this big leap and go to California for a year because you know what? It's going to change my life. And I'm ready for a big change. And when the year is up, you know, after you spend a whole year praying and using law of attraction, visualizing and manifesting that you get to work for your favorite company, either in this location here or back on the East Coast, then that's what you manifest. That's what you attract in. Don't you have faith that you can do that in a year?
Yeah. I'm just, Jira, I want to buy a house so bad, and I'm looking at the cost of the homes out there and on a single income.
It's not time for you to buy a house yet. It's time for you to move.
You see, this is about divine timing. That's why this came up now. It's not time to buy your house yet. You get to wait until the right and perfect house is ready for you. It's not on the market yet. And you're going to be surprised when you move here. There's a much lighter energy here. And they're saying that's what you need, is lighter energy. Because where you live and work now, the energy is heavier. And it doesn't serve you any longer.
Yeah, and you know, and I know what you're talking about, because I was out there for a 3-month project, literally for 3 months. And the difference between the people there versus the people here, it was like night and day. I couldn't believe.
You felt it. You felt it.
I definitely did, and it was such a pleasure.
You know, it's not like that for everybody. But it's like that for you because you're ready for different energy, okay? You're ready to go to a lighter vibration, and your angels are guiding you.
Oh, wow. And when do you think this move would happen? How soon?
They're saying get ready. It could be in the next 2 months.
Well, that would give me enough time to try to get... sell some of my stuff, try to get rid of some things.
Well, all right, here's what they're going to say. Here's what they're saying right now. Regardless of whether or not you get this job, let go of some stuff, because that moves the energy around. So if there's stuff in your house or your apartment that's stagnant because you've had it forever, just getting rid of cleaning out a couple of closets or cupboards moves the energy. And that's what you want. You want to move the energy so that you get some action going, maybe one way or another.
Okay. Thank you, Jara. Thanks, David.
Yeah.
I appreciate
you're
it.
Welcome,
and that'll
Laura.
Help you a lot, you know. Yeah.
God bless,
we can
you
all
know.
Quit.
And
yeah.
Just for it, girl. You can do it. You can do it.
I did it. I'm here. We can connect when you get out here.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice. Thank you.
God bless you.
And just
you.
To let you know, Laura, Jira's going to be back on the show on an ongoing basis. I have her coming up to do pet communication on September 27th. Isn't that correct, Jira?
That's right.
And then I have you down for December, too. I have you down for December 18th. So,
great.
Yeah.
I don't have a pet, though.
Call back in, Laura. Maybe by December you'll be there, and you can let us know. So tune back in December 18th, okay?
Okay. Thank you. I will.
Okay. God bless. All right. My apologies to people. I didn't mean to take time away from you callers, and we're not going to be able to get to everybody tonight. The switchboard has been going crazy. But we'll get to as many of you as we can. We're going to area code, oh my, there it is, 860 has been patiently waiting for an hour. You're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Catherine.
Evelyn?
Catherine.
Catherine, how are you, Catherine?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Hi,
good.
Jira.
Say hi to Jira.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. I was calling because I wanted to find out the name of the angel who is working the most with me.
Okay. So you sense that there is an angel and you just want to know its name?
Yeah, because I don't want to keep saying, hey, you are, or dude.
No. All right, hold on and I'll tune in for you. Well, do you feel, I feel like it's more of a female or feminine energy, and her name is Katie. Which is that your nickname?
No, I don't use Katie, but I'm glad it's something I can recognize.
I know. Oh. I know, because sometimes the names are kind of hard to say, but she wanted you to have an easy name, and Katie's easy to remember because of your name, so.
Yeah.
She's teaching you a lot.
Yeah. Do you see her helping me with my court case tomorrow?
Okay. She shows me that you've got some guides that are legal experts that are helping you with your court case. You know, because we can all assemble a team for whatever we're working on, and we have guides that come in who have different areas of expertise depending on what's going on. So it turns out that you have a legal team assembled in this ethers, and it's angels and spirit guides with expertise in legal matters.
Oh, cool.
So, yes, they're going to help you tomorrow. Pardon me?
Yay. I was just hoping that it'll be in my favor.
I'm asking for you. It's going to go in your favor with some concessions.
Okay.
Which means that there might be some orders from the judge that certain things will have to be conceded, but for the most part, it'll go your way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and, you know, and that's just so everything comes out for the highest good of all, because that's how these things have to be handled in court cases. It's for everybody's highest good.
Yeah, that's what I asked for. Because that's
right.
What I want,
great.
And I want what the highest good of all, you know, because sometimes if things aren't in your life plan, no matter how much you ask, it's not going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Thank you so much.
Well, yes, God bless you, and I hope everything goes great tomorrow.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful night, Catherine.
You too. Have a fabulous weekend.
Oh, thanks. You too, dear. Good night. Okay, we're moving on to somebody else that I recognize the number. It is Amber. I'm bringing you live in just a moment. Whoops. Let's see. Let me try again. The studio has been misbehaving. It must be Mercury in retrograde. Hi, Amber. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Say hi to Jura.
Hi.
Hi, Amber. What can we
How
help
are
you with tonight? Great.
Huh? I was
I'm
wondering
great
if I have. I was wondering if I have any angels with me tonight.
Oh, okay. Let me tune in and find out for you. I'm sure you do. We always have angels with us. Wow, you have four. There are four angels with you right now. One guardian angel, and then three angels that have other special keys, areas that they help you with. So your guardian angel. Amber, do you have any health issues right now?
I'm depressed.
I'm sorry to hear that. What I saw was this emerald green light around you, and what's cool about that is that there's an archangel that specializes in healing, and it's Raphael, and he will surround you with this green light, and he fills up your energy field with it and your whole body with it. And it helps you to heal. And so he's already with you because I saw the green light around you. And he's got a team of healing angels. So I see that these three other angels that are with you are angels of healing. So they're protecting you. They're keeping you safe. They're filling you with this emerald green ray of healing. And your guardian angel is the one that asked them to come in, you know. And if I had known about it, I would have called Raphael in for you as soon as you told me. But your guardian angel has already invited him and his team to be with you. How long have you been depressed?
I've been depressed for about a couple months.
A couple months now. Okay. Well, do you want help with that?
Yeah.
Tell me what you're doing to help yourself get healthy.
Nothing right now.
Okay.
because there's, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do to help yourself with that. The very first thing is to take this step and to admit it and to tell people that you are depressed and that you have been depressed. So thank you for having the courage to say that.
Yes, Amber. Thank you.
That's important. Is there anything that triggered it that you would like help with? Was it something to do with a job or a relationship or another issue?
I don't know what really triggered this one.
Oh, because you've had trouble with depression before?
I've had, like, where I felt a meltdown, but I've never felt fully depressed.
Just sort of, there is one called, that's sort of a low-grade chronic depression, too. And so that is, those are chemical, those are just chemical imbalances, you know. It's not your fault. So what are the angels saying here? Yeah, they're saying that it's a chemical imbalance. And it, so if you wanted to, you could go to a doctor and talk to a doctor about it. And also, I'm hearing that a change in your diet might help a little bit with that. Does that make sense for you?
I don't eat.
You don't eat, so, okay, maybe that's why they brought up diet then. So does depression just kill your appetite?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know who my guardian angel is, since you said
sure.
It's the person that called Raphael?
Yeah, let me ask, because I see her holding your hand right now. So just imagine that she's holding your hand, okay? And she says she's always, always holding your hand, or she has her hand on your shoulder. So she's always there with you, supporting you and comforting you as you go through your day. Because she knows it's hard for you, especially when you're depressed. So, I see. All right, her name is Rosalyn. It's R-O-S-L-Y-N.
R-O-S-L-I-N?
L-Y-N. And she's L-Y-N? Like, so it's Rosalyn. She's pink. Pink and sort of a rosy color. And so she's telling me that she's giving you signs when she's around. If you smell roses, if you ever smell roses in a room and there's no fresh flowers, then that means she's there with you.
Okay.
So she wants you to start to notice that. And she's giving you roses now. She's giving you a bouquet of roses, and she's placing them on your heart.
Okay.
And she wants you to know that she loves you very, very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Amber, thank you. You take good care, hon, and do what you need to do. Just take it step by step. You know, God is with you. Okay.
Yeah, and just be very, very, very gentle with yourself, Amber. We all love you.
Very gentle, very gentle. Okay, God bless, hon. Take care.
Yeah.
Okay, we have time for two more callers. I'm going to go on to area code 706. I'll let you know when you're live. You are live, area code 706. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. How are you?
I am great. How are you all tonight?
I'm excellent.
And I'm great.
Yeah. There we go.
The question I have tonight is, it's kind of general. If you need something specific, that's fine. But I just want to know what messages my angels have for me in reference to love or
oh,
whatever.
Okay. Great. Let me tune in for you. Oh, wow. You're a very loving person. You have a very big heart. I can feel it. Woo! Woo, it's just expanding my heart to tune into your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people love you. Lots of people love you, Sophia. Well, it feels like you attract men all the time. Is that true?
That is correct.
Yeah. Yeah, but and so lots of men are attracted to you because you're beautiful too, but very loving, and they just love your big, beautiful heart. But there's something that's holding you back from letting someone in. Does that fit?
That used to fit. I have done a lot of work and learned one of the biggest lessons I needed to learn over the past, I would say, year, and that is loving myself.
Oh,
and
okay.
I finally do, yes.
Yay, okay. Good. All right, oh, this is awesome. All right, so I'm looking at your angels now. I see two. And so I see your guardian angel, and the one next to her is the angel of relationships, and it's Chamuel. And Chamuel is an archangel of relationships. Color is pink, and he's all about love and loving relationships. All right, so, he says he's been helping you to work on your heart and heal it over the past year so that you do love yourself. And he wants you to see yourself and feel yourself as others feel you and see you. So here we go. He wants me to reflect back to you that loving energy that you put out there to other people so that you can feel it for yourself and love yourself as much as he does and as much as other people do. And he just keeps saying, dear one, over and over again, here is the love coming back to you. Oh, I hope you can feel it, because he's looping it from my heart to your heart.
Yes.
Yeah. And he says, when you look in the mirror, he's standing behind you so that you can say to yourself in the mirror, I love you.
Wow.
He's whispering that in your ear, and he has his hand on your shoulder so that you can look in the mirror and at yourself, into your eyes, look into your soul when you're looking in the mirror. That makes it easier. You know, you don't have to look at your lumps, bumps, you know, whatever. Look in your eyes and say, I love you, because then it's most effective. You're looking into your soul when you're doing that, and it's going to reach you all the way down to your sacral chakra. Because he says that's where, you know, that's where some of the work still needs to be done, is in the sacral chakra. Okay. And you know what I'm talking about, he says. So just make sure that that is clear and you have all the cobwebs out of there and you're going to be good to go in the next 6 months.
All right. Isn't that nice to hear?
I'm ready. Yeah. I am ready. I really am ready.
Good for
awesome.
You. Yeah.
Well, he says you can flirt with people for now because you attract a lot of men, and then just practice flirting and getting comfortable feeling like a sexual person again. That's what the sacral chakra balancing is about. Okay.
Okay.
I'm trying to get the name of your guardian angel here since we have her on the line. Okay. Her name is Jazzy for short. She's giving you a nickname. It's J-A-Z-Z-Y, Jazzy. isn't that cute? because her angel name is really something that's hard for us to say. Thelamodian. Jazza Thelamodian. Wow, that's a mouthful. You see what I mean? So
it
Jazzy
is.
For short is, yeah, so Jazzy
okay.
for short is fine.
Really, really quick. am I really vibrating high on the angelic realm? Because I communicate with them pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And well,
I'm,
you know, there's
always...
there's earth angels, right? You know, the,
okay.
There's earth angels. So, I mean, the higher you raise your vibration, the more angelic you become, because the angels
okay.
are coming to us from the fifth dimension. So, yes, you're an earth angel. So just start thinking of yourself that way. You're already there. You're
okay.
already doing it. That's why
Thank
I felt
you.
The love coming from you so clearly. Yeah. Because
yeah,
it is.
I have finally accepted it and just...
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for the confirmation. I don't want
yeah, to... Yeah, pretty soon.
Time, but thank
you.
You
know, pretty,
uh-huh.
the next time you look in the mirror, watch for your wings.
Ah. Beautiful.
Thank you both. Have a great night. That was beautiful.
You're welcome.
You
okay.
too. You too. God bless. Now, we have a challenge here. There are many callers, and we can't get to you all. I'm so sorry. Jira, what is a way people can contact you for private readings?
I have a website. I have one called AskJiraAngelMedium.com.
And
that's
Jira
that's
is spelled
B-E-R-A.
Ask Jira, B-E-R-A. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Ask okay.
Jira Angel Medium. That one seems pretty easy to remember. And then
yep.
I, you know, you can call me or text me at 949-545-1882.
Beautiful. Do you think we can do two short readings? I've got two
yeah.
callers that have both been on the line for 39 minutes, separated by
okay.
seconds.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to a Skype caller. I have three Skype callers. So when I say that you're live, whoever speaks up is the one that I'm calling on, and you've been calling in for 39 minutes and 18 seconds.
Hi.
You're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, guys. I'm Yvette.
Beth?
Hi, Yvette.
Yvette?
Oh, Yvette. Hi, Yvette. How are you?
I would love any divine message. Is that okay?
Sure.
Thanks.
Let me tune in for you. Oh, your angels want you to know, Yvette, that you are divine, that you are a divine being of God. And sometimes you forget that. And so they try to remind you every day with little signs. They drop inspirational messages in front of you, like when you're on Facebook. Books fall open to a quote that you might enjoy. You see things in headlines. Everywhere you go, they're giving you messages all the time that you are a divine being of God, because they want you to get it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think I got that.
Good. So just watch for messages. And they're saying that all of those messages that you get, eventually you're going to be getting your own messages, and you're going to turn that into some kind of writing.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Cool. Is it okay to ask about a job?
Sure.
Sure.
Are you looking for a job?
Yes and no. I mean, yes, I need to look, and I got a job offer, but now it's not on the table. So I wonder if that's going to come back on the table, and I just wanted to know what the energies look like from the angels about work.
Okay. Well, it feels like that job wasn't the right one for you. That's why it went away.
Okay.
Yeah, and something better is coming up that's a better match for you.
Okay.
Because even in the last 2 to 3 weeks, your energy has shifted again. And it's going to shift again before the end of the month. So feels like something else might come up in October.
Okay.
So just be patient, because you're changing. And
I
so
am changing.
They want to give, yeah, they want to give you a job that resonates for you now in your new energy. Okay?
I love it. Thank you.
Great. All right.
Thanks, guys. Wonderful night.
Bless.
Thank you.
And
for
those of you who've hung in there, whether or not I can get to you, the secret to getting a reading or to talking with one of my guests is to call in by 7:30. That will guarantee you a reading. You know, unfortunately for many of you, You called in too late, but I'm going to area code 985, and I'm grateful for all of your support. And Jira will be back on doing pet communication on September 27th, and she'll be back on doing angel readings on December 18th. So we're going to area code 985, and you're going to be the last caller of the evening. And to everybody else, God bless. 985,
oh, wow.
What is your name, please?
My name is Risha, R-I-S-H-A, Risha.
Hi, Risha. How
Hi, Risha.
Are you?
I'm fine. I just want a divine message, something simple.
Great. I'm tuning in for you now.
Okay, thanks.
Do you have a husband?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay, I'm just getting something about your husband right now. Is he have any health issues or anything?
No.
No. Okay. It's about your relationship. So they want us. They want you to know that. You have a very loving relationship with him. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So they want to just give you a pat on the back for that, because they know it hasn't been easy for you, and you've hung in there. And you've put up with a lot of stuff, and you've been very patient. And so they're congratulating you on working through the hard stuff. Yeah, and congratulations on sticking in there and working through the hard stuff, because now you're going to reap the rewards, and you're going to have this beautiful, loving relationship that's going to feel so good for you that you're going to be happy you stuck it out. Does that make sense?
Sure, yes.
Yeah. So just enjoy it, because deserve it.
Thank you. That's beautiful.
You're welcome.
Do I have any guardian angels?
Pardon?
Do I have a guardian angel? I feel like I communicate with him all the time. The angel.
Oh, you do. Yeah, I see two angels with you right now. And the one for your husband is standing by you too. So that must be who was telling me the stuff about your relationship. So you're getting a lot of help and support. And do you have kids?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah, because they're saying that they help you with your kids also. And they give you guidance all the time about relationships, because your kids challenge you sometimes. And whose kids don't. But let's see. I'm trying to get your guardian angel's name for you. Yeah. Her name is Althea. It's A-L-T-H-E-A, Althea. And, of course, that's short. I know, it's pretty. It's short for a longer name, for a longer angel name, but Althea is good. Oh, her color is sort of a turquoise or aquamarine, a pale aqua. So if you ever see sparkles. Oh,
yeah.
Perfect. So if you surround yourself with that color, and then if you ever see like little sparkles of light out the corner of your eye in the room, that's her. Good. That's her. She wants you to know she's there.
She's with me.
Yay!
Huh?
Yeah, all
she's
the time.
Beautiful.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great.
I wanted to say something. The male, I don't know your name, but your voice is beautiful. You have a wonderful resonance. I love it.
Oh, thank you. My name is David. God bless you.
David, what a beautiful voice.
Well,
yeah,
I love
very
I love the sound of your spirit, Risha. And God bless you for having such a loving relationship. I think it's that spiritual energy within you that's blessed you with the fruits of your love, and I trust that you will enjoy many, many more happy, healthy years with your husband.
Okay, and thank you. I don't know the woman's name. I didn't get her name, but
her name is
so
Jira.
Thank you, Jira. Beautiful.
You're welcome, Risha. Thanks for
you're
calling.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
There you go. God bless.
Okay.
We all are angels.
Bye-bye.
Or angels in training. And some of us are angels and dirty diapers. I have to be careful not to judge And remember that we're all angels in training and at different stages of the game, if you will. But, Jira, thank you so much for being with us tonight. It's been a joy to have you, and I'm looking forward to our next shows.
Yes, you're so welcome, David. I enjoyed it, too. It's been a pleasure.
Great. Well, once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who are having a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.